Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and a great occasion to recall the short but supremely eventful life of Martin Luther King Jr. What did it mean to the country? And when you've achieved a tremendous national triumph at age 27, and yes, he was 27, when he declared victory and an end to the Montgomery bus boycott on December 20th, 1956. What do you do next? Well, the answer we provide in this special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show, it is called The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. And some 6 years before Joan Baez sang that anthem of the civil rights movement at the March on Washington in 1963, and 6 months after his victory in the Montgomery bus boycott, King launched another project, which is much less known and much less celebrated, calling it a prayer pilgrimage for freedom. He was the featured speaker at a rally in front of the Lincoln Memorial, the same place that he used later, the same place that he commemorated in his speech as a 15-year-old about Marian Anderson. And this time, with the prayer pilgrimage, he had become famous because of Montgomery. And in the year after Montgomery, he had traveled, it was computed, 780,000 miles, speaking literally all over the country and to some extent all over the world. He had delivered a total of 208 speeches. But the first one to a national audience was at this prayer pilgrimage for freedom, where he was the climactic speaker. There were 25,000 people on the mall at Washington in front of the Lincoln Memorial. And one of the reasons it is less remembered is because it drew one-tenth of the people who came some 6 years later, but also because it was so explicitly religious. And when King gave his Give Us the Ballot speech, his big plea was to assure voting rights for all African Americans in this country. But he concluded on a note that was at the same time apocalyptic and messianic.
Keep moving amid every obstacle. Keep moving amid every mounting of opposition. And if you will do that with dignity, when the history books are written in the future, the historians will have to look back and say, there lived a great people, a people with fleecy locks and black complexion, but a people who injected new meaning into the veins of civilization. A people which stood up with dignity and honor and saved Western civilization in her darkest hour. A people that gave new integrity and a new dimension of love to our civilization. When that happens, the morning stars will sing together and the sons of God will shout for joy.
That was Martin Luther King on May 17th. Of 1957. Part of what happened is that he became increasingly explicit about the idea of nonviolent confrontation and what he called soul force. He took some of those ideas from Gandhi, who took his ideas in part from Henry David Thoreau, who had written about it before, but King mobilized it in a distinctly American way. And as in his speech at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, he invoked our American founders in terms of talking about what needed to be done.
That is something else that we notice in this dream, which is one of the the things that distinguishes democracy in our form of government with other totalitarian systems. It says that there are certain basic rights that are neither conferred by nor derived from the state. In order to discover where they came from, it is necessary to move back behind the dim mist of eternity. They are God-given. Very seldom, if ever, in the history of the world has a socio-political document expressed in such profound, eloquent, and unequivocal language the dignity and the worth of human personality. For the American dream reminds us that every man is the heir of a legacy of dignity.
And the legacy of dignity he meant to reclaim. And at the conclusion of his speech at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania, he used a conclusion that he was to use very famously in the I Have a Dream speech. Listen.
We are moving into a bright day of freedom. We, through our struggles, through our suffering, through our sacrifice, will be able to achieve the American dream. And this will be the day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, and God Almighty, we are free at last.
Martin Luther King speaking at Lincoln University, June 6th, 1961. He went on to perhaps his greatest achievements in the year 1963. There were intervening crusades and jailings and speeches and awards. But in 1963, he took the Southern Christian Leadership Conference to Birmingham, Alabama. And in Birmingham, people saw the true face of the hatred that King encountered. And this is one of those things that I think that when people remember King, there's a tendency to say, well, there were some people on the outside who fought against him. And we tend to think of them as people wearing white hoods and drooling tobacco juice and basically looking like bad extras in a movie. But what's important to remember is that it was an entire power structure in the southern United States, and to some extent an entire power structure that permeated the whole country, that he was confronting very directly. In Birmingham, the King came with Ralph David Abernathy and others to demonstrate for equal access to public accommodations. And not only were some of the demonstrators hosed and victimized by police dogs, beaten up, killed, shot at, brutalized, but part of what happened for him in Birmingham was he defied a court order. A court order had been mobilized by the power structure in Alabama to prevent any further demonstrations. King decided to defy that court order on Good Friday, April 12th. This is 1963. And he and Abernathy, his colleague from Montgomery, and his friend and associate with the SCLC, put on denim work clothes to recall the plight of Alabama's poor, and they led a march toward downtown Birmingham. They were arrested after eight blocks, and King was thrown into solitary confinement. There, in a dark cell, he read a statement from the Birmingham News, where eight local clergymen had condemned his actions, said he was causing disruption and hatred. He answered them. He answered them by scribbling the answer on toilet paper, on the newspaper itself, later on a pad, and making a contribution whose words will never die. We will get to that and more on this special broadcast of the MedVeg.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a special show.
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King.
On the Michael Medved Show.
Shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changin'.
it is Bob Dylan, of course. He was there at the March on Washington. He was a supporter of Dr. Martin Luther King. But before that March on Washington took place in August, in April, Dr. King was jailed. And he was jailed with a very high bail, as if he were a dangerous criminal. He was placed in solitary confinement. Why? Because he defied a court order to demonstrate on Good Friday. And in that prison cell, he had read a statement from 8 Christian leaders, clergy leaders, who questioned his actions and basically condemned them and called for the community to come together and to forget the confrontation and the continued struggle to end segregation, to end, King fervently hoped, injustice. And in his prison cell at the Birmingham jail, he was able to scribble down, starting by writing this letter, this remarkably eloquent letter, on the newspaper itself, and then some of it on toilet paper, which is all he had available to write with, and then finishing when he was given a pad. He was eventually bailed out with a $50,000 in bail funds that were largely raised by the then very popular singer Harry Belafonte. And finally he got himself released with that bail money and the intervention of the Kennedy brothers, who happened to be at the time the President and Attorney General of the United States of America. The letter from a Birmingham jail begins, dated 16 April 1963. My dear fellow clergymen, while confined here in the Birmingham City Jail, I came across your recent statement calling my present activities unwise and untimely. Seldom do I pause to answer criticism of my work and ideas. If I sought to answer all the criticisms that crossed my desk, my secretaries would have little time for anything other than such correspondence in the course of a day, and I would have no time for constructive work. But since I feel that you are men of genuine goodwill, and that your criticisms are sincerely set forth, I want to try to answer your statement in what I hope will be patient and reasonable terms. I think I should indicate why I'm here in Birmingham, since you have been influenced by the view which argues against outsiders coming in. I am here because injustice is here. I cannot sit idly by in Atlanta and not be concerned about what happens in Birmingham. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. He goes on, and it's impossible not to feel pleasure at reading arguments and sentiments that are so substantive, passionate, and so gorgeously written. The only other writer of political statements that I read with any kind of comparable pleasure to Dr. King is Abraham Lincoln, who Dr. King also found to be an inspiration. He writes, "We know through painful experience that freedom is never voluntarily given by the oppressor. It must be demanded by the oppressed. Frankly, I have yet to engage in a direct action campaign that was well timed in the view of those who have not suffered unduly from the disease of segregation. For years now, I have heard the word, wait. It rings in the ear of every Negro with piercing familiarity. This wait has almost always meant never. We must come to see with one of our distinguished jurists that justice too long delayed is justice denied. We have waited for more than 340 years for our constitutional and God-given rights. The nations of Asia and Africa are moving with jet-like speed toward gaining political independence, but we still creep at horse and buggy pace toward gaining a cup of coffee at a lunch counter. There comes a time," he writes, "when the cup of endurance runs over, and men are no longer willing to be plunged into the abyss of despair. I hope, sirs, you can understand our legitimate and unavoidable impatience. You express a great deal of anxiety over our willingness to break laws. The answer lies in the fact that there are two types of laws, just and unjust. I would be the first to advocate obeying just laws. One is not only a legal but a moral responsibility to obey just laws. Conversely, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. I would agree with St. Augustine that an unjust law is no law at all. Any law that uplifts human personality is just. Any law that degrades human personality is unjust. All segregation statutes are unjust because segregation distorts the soul and damages the personality. It gives the segregator a false sense of superiority and the segregated a false sense of inferiority. Hence, segregation is not only politically, economically, and sociologically unsound, it is morally wrong and sinful. One who breaks an unjust law must do so openly, lovingly, and with a willingness to accept the penalty. I submit that an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust, and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice, is in reality expressing the highest respect for law. This is powerful stuff. And it changed the country. When Dr. King brought his message to Washington, staging the March on Washington in August of 1963, he was fighting to change the law to make it more just, to make segregation, to make discrimination illegal under the law, to create a right of public access, and ultimately also struggling for power at the ballot box. The March on Washington produced the change that he wanted ultimately. But what is so remarkable is that the speech that is always remembered associated with the March on Washington was largely improvised. How did it happen? And what did it actually sound like? We will get to that story and much more on this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Socialism for rich people. That's what Speaker Pelosi and Senator Sanders have sketched out.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky speaking on the Senate floor. The Kentucky Republican saying there's no realistic path for $2,000 checks. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says all he wants is a vote.
Give us a vote. What is the problem? What is the problem with having the American people see how their senators vote on this issue of such enormous importance?
President Trump arrived back in Washington, D.C. today without speaking to reporters, marking a quiet end to his vacation. The president returning to the nation's capital alongside First Lady Melania Trump and a few White House aides, cutting his holiday trip to Palm Beach short ahead of the annual New Year's Eve party at his Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning, I'd a hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd a hammer out of danger, I'd a hammer out of warning.
On the Michael Medved Show, special program, Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King. Dr. King came back to the Lincoln Memorial, and he was always conscious of history and fitting into the patterns of American history, and that was why it should be no surprise that in the Great March on Washington, August 28th of 1963, 250,000 people showed up, the greatest crowd ever assembled up to that time in Washington, D.C., and it was described as the March for Jobs and Justice. And one of the fascinating things is the Lincoln Memorial was a very specially selected location. And Henry Louis Gates, the great African-American scholar at Harvard, brings up the point that it was not that long before, when the Lincoln Memorial was actually dedicated, and it was dedicated in the 1920s, that there was an attempt by the local police to segregate the crowd for the dedication of the Lincoln Memorial. Security guards on May 30th, 1922, tried to move the black people separate from the white people. And now, reclaiming the Lincoln Memorial in Lincoln's name and in Lincoln's memory. They highlighted Lincoln Memorial on top, and the opening national anthem was performed by the great Marian Anderson, the same amazing contralto who had sung before on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in 1939. King was the last speaker. They had labor leader Walter Reuther, clergymen of various denominations, a bishop, rabbis, and then Martin Luther King was introduced by A. Philip Randolph as the moral leader of the nation. And he began by deliberately echoing Lincoln, saying 50 years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. And then this.
In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check,
yes,
a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom,
yes,
and the security of justice.
Yes.
At this point, he was still reading from a prepared text. He had prepared the text together with some of his advisors in the lobby of the Willard Hotel the night before. A king had delivered so many speeches, and they took a little section from this speech and a little section from that speech. And in his prepared text, he was to follow that up with a very clunky sentence. A sentence that said, "And so today, let us go back to our communities as members of the International Association for the Advancement of Creative Dissatisfaction." That doesn't sound like Dr. King. He pushed the prepared text aside and then improvised. The most famous and triumphant improvisation in all of American history. He had a dream. You'll share that dream. Coming up in this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hope you're enjoying this special program, Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Please go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com, where we have a full catalog of history programs covering the very earliest colonial period up through the turbulent history of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com, and I hope you enjoy this program.
Like the stillness in the wind while the hurricane begins, the hour that the ship comes in.
Bob Dylan and Joan Baez at the March on Washington, not part of the official program, August 28, 1963. Martin Luther King had delivered an impressive opening of his I Have a Dream speech. It had all been put together in a hurry the night before he spoke. But part of what happened, and it's recounted in Taylor Branch's award-winning biography of Martin Luther King, and it's a three-volume biography. The middle volume highlights what happened here at the March on Washington. As King was speaking, Mahalia Jackson, and people could hear her, a gospel singer who had been featured in the program, was standing right behind him, and she kept saying in an audible voice, "Tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream." He had used in many church sermons the mantra of "I have a dream." It was not in his prepared draft. And one of the people who had helped him the night before try to prepare the speech wrote about this experience. It's quite remarkable. His name is Clarence Jones. He wrote about it in 2011. And he said that when I saw King push the text of his prepared remarks to one side, I leaned over and said to the person next to me, "These people out there today don't know it yet, but they're about to go to church."
Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
And he continued to outline that dream with unparalleled force.
You're listening to a special show,
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King,
on the Michael Medved Show.
In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to a special show.
Providence and the Prophet, the meaning of Martin Luther King.
On the Michael Medved Show.
He continued to outline that dream with unparalleled force.
With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring."
And let freedom ring, he did.
And when this happens, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Certainly the most memorable and the greatest recorded American oration, period. They didn't have recording equipment, unfortunately, for President Lincoln. King recalled 3 months later, quote, "I started out reading the speech. Just all of a sudden, the audience response was wonderful that day, and all of a sudden this thing came to me that I have used. I'd used it many times before. That thing about I have a dream. And I just felt I wanted to use it here." Clearly, and King reflected on this, sometimes in speaking, there was a almost supernatural force. It was working for him there. But some of the reaction to his speech was, well, some of it was euphoric and amazing, as it should have been. But the Washington Post didn't even mention King's speech in its coverage of the march. The New York Times published a story called "I Have a Dream, Peroration by Dr. King Sums Up a Day the Capitol Will Remember." Well, that's pretty good. But there were voices who hated and condemned the speech, particularly among black leaders like Malcolm X, who favored a more confrontational approach to the civil rights struggle. He wrote, "Whoever heard of angry revolutionists swinging their bare feet together with their oppressor in lily pad park pools with gospels and guitars and I have a dream speeches? All the while, black masses in America were and still are having a nightmare." That was his approach. And as it turned out, King had some nightmares of his own that needed to be confronted. Some of them actually coming from the very center of federal power. In one of the darkest chapters, not just of his life, but of the whole history of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. How did King overcome that challenge? We will get to that and more in this special broadcast, The Prophet and Providence, on The Medved Show. This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. New unemployment figures show the tragic impact of the COVID-19 lockdown while exposing the chief source of economic inequality. Contrary to conventional wisdom, racial disparities don't make the biggest difference. In fact, the gap between black unemployment and white unemployment got smaller in the current collapse, with 16% of blacks now unemployed and 14% of whites. Education levels make a much bigger difference than race. Among those who never finished high school, 21% are out of work, nearly three times the 8% unemployment for people who've earned a four-year degree or more. A full tenth of American adults over 25 still lack a high school diploma or GED. And even without a pandemic, those individuals suffer in marriage, health, and earning capacity. Once this coronavirus crisis passes, we need less emphasis on trying to send every American to college and more focus on making sure that every citizen graduates high school and learns an employable skill. I'm Michael Medved. When it comes to intelligent design and the origins of life and the world as we know it, there is no place that does a better, more scientific, more intellectually rigorous job of making the case for intelligent design of our world than the Discovery Institute right here in Seattle. It's an amazing operation with amazing ideas and high-powered intellects all around, including approaching the virtues of free market economics and transportation solutions and much, much more. Go to michaelmedved.com, link on the banner to Discovery Institute. It is a great resource that can enrich your life as it enriches the life of the nation. That's at michaelmedved.com, the Discovery Institute. Listening to a special broadcast of the Michael Medved Show. It is called The Prophet and Providence, The Meaning of Martin Luther King. He enjoyed his greatest oratorical triumph, of course, with the I Have a Dream speech on the March on Washington in August of 1963. And just a little bit more than a year later, he had the other great triumph of his life. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was the youngest person ever, and still is, to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. He got it when he was 35 years old. He traveled to Oslo, to Norway, to receive the prize, together with his wife, Coretta, his family, and his closest associates. And the presentation of the award sounded like this.
On behalf of the Nobel Committee, to hand over to you the insignia of the Nobel Peace Prize, the diploma, and the gold medal.
And then he spoke.
I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace at a moment when 22 million Negroes of the United States are engaged in a creative battle to end the long night of racial injustice.
And he spoke not only for the African Americans in the United States. He spoke for oppressed people everywhere. And yet, in the eyes of some skeptics, that made him a dangerous man. For King, the most dangerous enemy was not a sheriff or a governor in the American South. It was J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He only gradually became aware that there was an ongoing FBI campaign to destroy him. And though there's no evidence that the FBI was involved in his actual physical assassination, the involvement of the Federal Bureau of Investigation in character assassination is frankly a shocking story. Not for what it reveals about King, but what it reveals about a government agency run amok. And that is part of the story that must be told. And it's part of the story in which some of Dr. King's dream became a rather disturbing nightmare for the last years of his life leading up to the very end. But in all of it, the sense of purpose, of providence, of a master plan was inescapable for those who understand the origins and destiny of this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved at michaelmedved.com for Town Hall. The term Latinx has become the increasingly common substitute for the terms Latino or Hispanic in the politically correct prestige press. The Four Kids section of the New York Times helpfully explained that the X is an effort to make the word more inclusive because it accounts for a wider spectrum of gender identities than just male and female. End quote. The problem for this self-proclaimed inclusive approach is that Hispanics themselves overwhelmingly reject it. In an August Pew Research survey, 61% preferred the word Hispanic, while another 29% chose Latino, amounting to 90% of Hispanic Americans. Only 3% said they used Latinx to describe themselves, while 12% who had even heard of the word said they actively disliked it. The crushing disregard for this clumsy formulation Latinx provides a reassuring reminder that the cutting-edge activists of the radical left won't make easy headway in the Hispanic community with its solid, more traditional cultural values. I'm Michael Medved.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.